Hello, this is Daryl here, sending love as always. Thank you for tuning in. I just want to say, if you like this interview, you can check our website for companion workbooks, action guides, tools, checklists, templates, and show notes with links for everything mentioned on the call. Just visit bestbusinesscoach.ca. That's best, B-E-S-T, businesscoach.ca. Enjoy.
This is getting a little spooky. All right, let's try this again. All right, so I'm making this video as partially as a public service announcement to my family and friends, and also as a because I think I know of a way, at least it's involved in the business category, but first, I think there's some really important information. So I'm sending during this Facebook Live. It's been a long time since Facebook Lives, although I'm doing three today because I keep having issues. It keeps getting shut off, so I don't know what's going on there. I'm going to try this again, so apologies. So I'm in Vietnam right now. We've been under unofficial lockdown for well over a month. Everyone here is fine. We're all happy and healthy. This isn't to spread fear at all. This is really to try to help share some knowledge and educate you and empower you. And I am going to make a pitch at the end to encourage you to check out a program I'm promoting, but that's because I honestly, truly, cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in your eye, feel like it's going to save lives. And so let's just start with some basic things, okay, before I get into that. So I've been in Vietnam, been here for over a year. When things went wild in China, it was like overnight Vietnam did the same thing unofficially. Schools were canceled. Schools didn't open. Overnight, everybody in the city was wearing face masks. Overnight, our entire condo building, which is on the outskirts of Ho Chi Minh City, had alcohol and ethanol dispensers everywhere. The guards in our lobby were taking people's temperatures as they came into the building. It freaked me out. Like, it freaked me out because it happened so fast, overnight. At the time, we had like two or three recorded cases in the country. It just didn't seem. And so the actions seemed way bigger than the words, and it was terrifying. And I'm not here to try to share information on it. You can believe whatever you want to believe. Some people told me the flu is worse and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just here to share my personal opinion and account, as well as encourage you to please trust me. It doesn't mean give me money. It does mean give me some money to join my program, but that's mostly for business owners at the end who want to be prepared and aren't prepared. I was already working on a program to help with organizing teams and business owners to manage their time better and remain focused. And right now with what's going on, it is incredibly needed. But let's go back to this. I digress. So preparedness. So after being here for for over a month, so the date of this is February 28th. And February 6th, we had to go to the border and renew our visas. So we went to Cambodia and we did a one-day visa run and came back. And after that, we kind of self-quarantined for 2 weeks because by February 6th, this whole city, this whole country had been what seemed like under lockdown. So, you know, I think the fresh food supply, I don't think there'll be any hiccup on that. If it's locally made, if it's locally sourced, I don't think you have to worry too much. There are going to be supply chain problems right now. We're talking about three different types of problems. There's a public health problem on the horizon. There's an economic problem on the horizon. And there's a supply chain problem on the horizon. And so these are the three problems that people are being faced with. Whether you think they're real or not, they're coming your way. So, you know, hopefully this video doesn't get taken down. I don't know why it stopped the last couple times, but this is my sincere, honest, like, because out of love, attempt to try to help you. So we've already dealt with freak out. We've already dealt with quarantine and with the mental health component of that goes in with it. And so all I can say is the best thing you can do is do the steps that make you feel comfortable. There is going to be a hiccup in supply chain. Like, China hasn't produced anything for going on 45 days. It's not the apocalypse. It's not the end of the world. There's no need to set your hair on fire and panic. But there will be a hiccup in supplies. I mean, there's all these countries that are having lockdown issues and big quarantine issues. Their populations are preparing and panicking. And so whatever China supplies, they haven't been supplying the world with it for 45 years. You can Google China exports, look at the charts yourself. So that means that you should do something to prepare yourself, your family, yourself, your loved ones. It doesn't mean you need to go and buy everything up under the sun, but it does mean that when you go for your grocery run, you should maybe consider doubling up or tripling up. You know, if you usually buy a week's worth of food and groceries, maybe get twice as much of the stuff that you get, or three times, you know, just calm stuff. It's a really good time to get your prescription drugs filled, any little like home medicines, rubbing alcohol if you got it, supplements if you're into sports supplements. So it's kind of like edibles, foods, medicines, right? And then like knickknack or like toothpaste, things like that. Things that might be weird and might not be available for a while. They'll be available again at some point. Not trying to cause panic or fear. This is really just to kind of calm you all, because like I said, we already went through this. What North America is going through, we went through like a month ago. And I don't know, you know, I do want to say that there's some people have talked about like crying wolf versus wolf. And I'm here to say that I really don't think anyone is crying wolf. I think this really is the wolf. It's my personal opinion. I think comparing it to the flu is a tactic to try to keep people calm, because sometimes the fallout is worse than the actual thing, right? Like I had a friend that was in Mexico when a hurricane hit, and he said the hurricane was scary in itself, but what was really dangerous were the 3, 4, 5 days after, when there was no power and supplies and blah, 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 blah. So prepare yourself so that way if you had to stay home for a few days or a week, you can. And you've taken care of food, you've taken care of medicine, and then the little stuff, like I said, like toothpaste, laundry soap, all those kinds of things like that. So that's some of the general public stuff, right? You know, and if you want to self-isolate, you can self-isolate to quarantine. Some of the things that you can expect are increased absenteeism, canceling of public events, right? And then pockets of people being panicked and acting in a panicked way. And that is something that you have to look out for. People can do weird things when they are feeling emotional. So it's just important to protect yourself that way. Now, these are all problems, whether you're thinking about the public health problem, whether you're thinking about the economic problem, whether you're thinking about the supply chain problem, whether you're a business owner, and even if you're just a staff or employee, there are some things that you have to take into consideration. And a lot of this comes down to planning, right? A lot of this comes down to what are the critical things that I have to think about in my day and in my life, and how do I maintain organization and focus, and how do I get more done? Because a lot of people, because they're concerned, you want to get the results now. We're already in a society of instant gratification, and the desire for that is even greater now, because there's an element of pressure of something is coming, right? And so we need to get things done. And often when people aren't getting progress, some of this stuff is easy. Get some supplies. I just talked about that. You're like, I can do that. I went to the grocery store. Done. Tell me something new, Daryl. All right, good. Well, the new thing is that when I work with clients, and over the 17 years I've been helping grow, and often when I help with I get a client, I'm helping because there's a problem. The problem is the growth isn't happening like they want, or there's a decline in sales, or they're having staff problems or employee issues. It might even be vendor supplier issues, supply chain issues. This is why I feel like it's so relevant right now to what's going on in the world. Because anytime I work with these clients, 90% of the time, once we start drilling into it, we find out that the actual problem isn't necessarily the thing that they think it is. Like, yes, they might want that goal. They might want that outcome. But the problem isn't the outcome. The problem is in the process, in the pieces, right? Like they're focused on the goal, but they're not really paying close attention. And what I mean is that to accomplish anything, whether you're preparing for a hiccup in supplies or for a hiccup in the economy, right? Anything that you're doing requires to get there. It requires time, requires accountability, requires focus, and requires support. And so often when people are stuck, they're lacking one of these different things, right? So if you could look at a project or a problem as an objective third party, you have to think of it as in like you've been buried alive, okay? I don't want to use an extreme example, but it's the one that came to mind that wouldn't trigger anyone about what's going on with the news right now. So somehow, luckily, I was under the table, and all of a sudden, I find myself buried alive. The building collapsed, and dirt fell out of nowhere. And now, all I know is I'm trapped, and this is my problem, and I have to solve it. And so the time component is the part, because there's nothing that's more important, or it's going to take a certain amount of time to dig out. No matter what I do, no matter how much law of attraction, no matter how much self-talk, meditation, it's going to take a certain amount of time to move the dirt that's needed to move so I can get out from under this table and be out free where I need to go, right? Then you need accountability. So who's going to do the digging? And this is another problem that a lot of companies have, because they think Joe's doing it or Sally's doing it. And Sally's like, well, I'm doing this, but I thought so-and-so was going to help me with that. And we had this conversation at lunch, so there's not clear accountability about what's going on. And the next one is focus. Like, you have to have focus. Just because you say you're going to do it doesn't necessarily mean you're doing it. And I think the gym is a perfect example. I go to the gym, and I'm done usually in about a half hour, 45 minutes, hour at the most. If I've been there for an hour, I've had a full day, a full workout. And there's always the same people I see. They're there when I get there. They're there when I leave, and somehow I've got better results with my fitness than they do. And what is it? It's focus. When I'm there, I'm focused, and I'm getting things done. And the last thing, of course, is support, because anytime you're doing something, like we take our buried alive analogy, you maybe need support to, could your tool be improved? Are you digging in the right direction? Do you have the proper digging technique? These are the different elements that come into it, right? So now let's talk about some well-proven documented studies. Let's take our mind off of the chaos going on in the world, because anytime the world's going in chaos around you, really what you only thing you can do is grab yourself, your life, and your day by the reins. That's all you're capable of doing. Anytime you're having these issues in the world, all you can do is grab onto your day, because that's the only thing you really have control of. You can't guarantee the government is going to come save you. You can't guarantee the economy is going to turn around. You can't guarantee all these other things, right? And all you can guarantee is that there's no guarantee anyone is going to come and rescue you, right? There's no guarantee that you are on this, and it's on you to get it done. And so that's where now you've got to figure, okay, well, if it's on me, geez, now I have to really hold myself accountable. And, you know, there's some things that are working against you. Like, first of all, like, we know that we've heard the 80-20 rule, which is that 80% of our results come from 20% of our effort. But there's also Parkinson's law, which is that work expands the field of time that's given to it. And so that's where you might find yourself in your life with your business, or even if you're just part of a team, where you may not have the luxury of time like you used to, right? Like, this is something to expect. If we get into a scenario where, you know, quarantines are being called, or the economy is tight, or funds are now scarce, like, now we have to understand how to perform under stress. And we know that we're dilatory. You can Google it right now. Go, how many hours a day are we productive? And you'll find out that the average is 3. That on average, people are only productive roughly 3 hours a day. But meanwhile, we throw 8+ hours a day at our tasks, at our jobs, at our work. And that means that over half your time is wasted. So that's a key opportunity right there, because if we're heading to this future where there could be public health problems, there could be economic problems, there could be supply chain problems, that right off the bat, that you can improve efficiencies by 50% if you could learn to manage yourself and your time and your day better. Again, Parkinson's law, work expands. If you feel you've got a good grip on things and what your team can accomplish, and you know if you set a goal by the end of the week that you'll fit your goals within that, now you need to prepare, because there will be increased absenteeism. There will be more unexpected hiccups than you anticipated. There's just things that we don't even know how these are going to crop up. It's not going to bounce back in Q1. If we're lucky, we'll get a grip of things for Q2. And so that's what's really, really, really important. Now, in thinking about these things, like, I know for right now, at least with businesses, right now you need to figure out what some of your bottlenecks are. You need to try to train and prepare your workforce, because things are not going to be easy. You have to begin the planning process, okay? This is, I'm speaking to business owners and people that are responsible for teams and paying other people, right? Like, if you're an employer and you have people that you pay for, it's a lot of pressure to make sure that they've got money, right? That they can pay their groceries and get the food to eat. So right now you need to start looking at what possible bottlenecks are. You have to start looking at the planning process, and you have to start identifying some of the critical tasks, the critical supply chains, the critical key points of your business, the bottlenecks for where you could have a major disruption. We've already been told to expect this to disrupt our day-to-day lives. What does that mean? Like we said, it's going to be in public health, it's going to be in terms of economy, or it's going to be in terms of supply chain. So you need to figure out a way to implement exercises to drill and test these plans that you've made and revise them periodically. Things are going to be changing quickly as all this unfolds, right? This is a fluid situation. I've heard them say that on news. It's a fluid situation, it's dynamic. And so you're gonna also have to help your staff understand what they can realistically expect, because maybe parts of your business are really dependent on other things. And so this needs to be shared around. Also, because you want to get it out of your head, because if you're the leader, the business owner, you might not have all the solutions, and your staff might be able to help you better. So you really need to figure out, this is part of the planning process. These are just some of the thoughts that I've had about things. I think for a lot of people, when they talk about preparing, they're like, okay, well, food, medicine, okay, I kind of get that stuff. You know, I started this video off talking about those because I just want to emphasize this to my family and friends. Like, you can deny it all you want, but you're not going to get sick, and you're not going to get that sick, and you're not going to die. That's great. But you are going to deal with supply chain issues because of what's been going on. Because countries are being forced to quarantine people, those people can't go to their job, they can't work, they can't do what they did to contribute to society. And so we're going to have to understand that the 2020, we're going to be an organism with dysfunctional parts for a time, right? Again, public health, economy, or supply chain. It's going to be a mix and match of these things. And so as a business owner, the best thing you can begin doing is begin the planning process, right? Beginning and identifying these things. And then also one of the things you need to do is help manage your time better and help your staff manage their time better. And everybody needs to pick up their game to learn to be more productive, right? Because right now the pressure is on, the we're down on points. And this is it. Like, what you do now is really going to matter. How you organize and structure yourself now, the fat is going to be cut, right? I know Malaya is upset about it. She's as upset about it as I am. The fat is going to be cut. It's a survival mechanism. It's a survival reflex, right? The things are not going to be smooth 2020, not for everyone. Some people might see great results just because the industry that they're in. I heard Netflix stock is up because everyone's staying home. You know, there'll be people that are lucky like that, but the vast majority of us, we're going to have to be more effective with our personal time. We have to manage our days and our lives and our time better, because again, when the world's in chaos and everything around you is spinning, you can't guarantee other people are going to come and rescue you. The best thing you can do is manage yourself and to focus on your priorities and your goals. And so that's really, really, really important. So now I'm going to enter into a pitch, an invitation. I am doing a 21-day productivity challenge. It's something that came about because the last 2 years, I've been thinking about how to help more people. But those of you that know me, you know I've got a track record. I've helped people make millions, and I've also had failures, right? Nobody wants to talk about their failures, and I've had failures, like anybody has, whether they want to admit it or not. And I hate failing. It's an uncomfortable feeling, and I've really tried to figure out what separates the people that I work with that are successful or not, and it always came down to massive, not just massive action, but to taking action, to implementation, to having the focus, to having the accountability, to having the support. It's not really a knowledge issue anymore, it doesn't seem like. You know, like, you can Google and find out a lot of this stuff. You pick up a couple of books. People are really getting stuck with this part of it, and time is just slipping by, and their competitors are catching up, or the big companies are, you know, hurting them because they're a little company, or you know, they just, the things go on in their staff's life. Like, it's just an issue around organized, measured, meaningful progress in reasonable amounts of time. And that's why I'm actually really passionate about what I'm doing right now, because it's going to help a lot of people. And now with what's happened and what we've watched unfold, I've been terrified and excited. And this is like really brutally honest. I've been terrified for my family, for my daughter, because, like, for the future. And then I've been excited because what I've been working on since last year is really, honest to God, like, going to save people's lives and livelihoods right now. So, because this is about mastering yourself, about mastering your life. Like, we can't control what's going to happen in the outside world. We can't control what's going to go on with public health. You can't control what's going to happen with the economy. Can't control what's going to happen with the supply chain. But you can prepare yourself. And so you can do it on your own. Take what I'm going to share, what I'm sharing with you today. You can figure it out on your own. It's up to you. You know, but those of you that know, if you're trying to win a gold medal and you were, you know, and there's two people and one of them was going to sit at home and figure it out on their own, they're going to have to learn what they need to do. And then they're going to have to figure out how to do it and do it. If they go down the wrong path, they have to figure out they're going down the wrong path first. So they stop and they have to go back and they have to figure out the right thing to do. And we already established that we waste half of our time, right? That we've lost that productivity. We've already established that the time will expand to fill the time you give it. So this person learning all these new things may not know what is a good, aggressive, tight deadline for things, right? And so they might still win the gold medal, but will they get there as fast as the person that goes and gets a couple of coaches, as the person that goes and gets people who have been there and done that and know the right things they need to do in which order and have some sort of structure for them to follow and grow in, almost like a vine that has a framework to lean up against as it grows. So that's why I'm really excited about it. Like I said, it's about mastering yourself, about mastering your life. It's 21-day productivity Challenge program is starting on Monday, March 2nd. You're welcome to check it out. I will put a link in the comments. I believe the URL, if you're not getting my emails, you can sign up, and it's bestbusinesscoach.ca/21days, 21DAYS, 21 days. So we know it takes a minimum of 21 days to establish a new habit, and it can actually take up to 180 depending on the person, but 21 days is the minimum it takes to establish a new habit. So that's why I'm doing a 21-day challenge to get people through the door, doing 15-minute exercise at least every single day. And with this 15-minute exercise, I can help you be about twice as productive just with 15 minutes a day. If you have more time, that's great, but this concept is so powerful. I've seen it work. I've applied it in multiple areas of my life, from fitness to relationships. I speak three languages. I've got 9% body fat. I'm as strong as I want to be. I've broken 400 pounds for a deadlift. I'm almost at 225 pounds for a squat clean. I think my last time I tried to increase my squat snatch was 155 pounds. You know, I travel abroad. I'm not here to try to brag, but I love the life that I lead. And this is probably one of the most powerful things I can teach someone, right? You can give someone a fish and feed them for a day, or teach them to fish. And everything that you want and have grows out of the time you have. In fact, I'm going to take a second. Bear with me. This isn't planned. I want to read my favorite poem. If you're interested in the program, go check out bestbusinesscoach.ca/21days, 21DAYS. You can opt in and sign up there. This is for a 21-day productivity program. Like I said, I've been terrified and excited because watching this stuff unfold in the world, I've just seen this coming, and I've been terrified and then excited because I can help people. And it's been an emotional like month and a half. I'm not gonna lie. Like, everybody's freaking out now, and people are debating about if it is worth freaking out, if it's not. We've been sitting in this since whatever it was, January 20th or whatever that was, you know? When all of a sudden you're in a country, you don't speak the language, and everything's just closed up. No one's supposed to go anywhere. You don't, like, you know, and we had dealt with issues at the previous building we were at with our dog. When we moved in, they allowed dogs, they changed the rule. I've seen the propaganda that goes on in these kind of countries firsthand. I've seen it. So, all right, so the most important thing that I've noticed that helps the clients I work with be successful versus the ones that aren't, because the knowledge is almost always there now. Whether you think I'm an expert, or you know, Daryl kind of knows this stuff, but this other person's smarter, whatever, you can Google it. Right? We all have that. So then why are more people not being successful? I've been doing a podcast for 4 years now where I interview self-made millionaires, seven-figure business owners, authors, world-class experts. We give the knowledge away, and yet still I don't have a line of people being a path to my door saying, Daryl, because of all this free advice you've given me, I've done all this and had all the success. And why isn't that? And it's because they don't have control of their 24 hours a day. They don't have control of their day and their life and their time. I want to read this to you, okay? It's my favorite, one of my favorite poems. And, all right, time is the inexplicable raw material of everything. With it, all is possible. Without it, nothing. The supply of time is truly a daily miracle, an affair genuinely astonishing when one examines it. You wake up in the morning and lo, your purse is magically filled with 24 hours of the unmanufactured tissue of the universe of your life. It is yours. It is the most precious of possessions. No one can take it from you. It is unstealable. And no one receives either more or less than you receive. In the realm of time, there is no aristocracy of wealth and no aristocracy of intellect. Genius is never rewarded by even an extra hour a day. And there is no punishment. Waste your infinitely precious commodity as much as you will, and the supply will never be withheld from you. Moreover, you cannot draw on the future. It's impossible to get into debt. You can only waste the passing moment. You cannot waste tomorrow. It is kept for you. You cannot waste the next hour. It is kept for you. I've said the affair was a miracle. Is it not? You have to live on this 24 hours of daily time. Out of it, you have to spend health, pleasure, money, content, respect, and the evolution of your immortal soul. Its right use, its most effective use, is a matter of the highest urgency and of the most thrilling actuality. All depends on that. Your happiness, the elusive prize that you're all clutching for, my friends, depends on that. If one cannot arrange that an income of 24 hours a day shall exactly cover all proper items of expenditure, one does muddle one's whole life indefinitely. We shall never have any more time. We have, and we have always had, all the time there is. And that's by Arnold Bennett. And I love it because it gets right to the core of the issue. It gets right to the core of the issue, that time. And it doesn't matter if things are going well, and it doesn't matter if things are going bad. You could be a high achiever, and that's great, fantastic, good for you, congratulations. I consider myself a high achiever too. And guess what? Tomorrow, you got to wake up, and you have to organize your time in your life to maintain that every day. You know, it's not like a bank account. You can't save up that productivity. You can't save up that kind of stuff and just pull it out later. Does that make sense? So as long as you have days ahead of you, my program will be a benefit. It's a 21-day productivity challenge to try and teach people how with 15 minutes, just get at least 15 minutes a day, how to organize their time and their life to make meaningful progress towards their goals. Because otherwise, how many times have you set a New Year's resolution, a year goes by, and you're like, oh, it's New Year's resolution time again. So that's really it. It's about knowing what to focus on and about being able to be held accountable and to do these 15 minutes every day. Sorry, I'm like half reading, half trying not to read. But that's really it. I'm doing a 21-day productivity challenge. It's $250 to participate. If you have a team that you want to put through it as well, it will be $25 per extra person, per seat. And this is a program that's really, it's again, it's an implementation and accountability program. It's a structured framework. So the reason why it's 21 days is because each week is its own mini cycle. And so we go through a process of planning and preparation and, you know, preparing the resources and identifying bottlenecks and identifying who's accountable for what, and then monitoring execution and implementation and making sure it gets done. And then a brief period to kind of analyze what happened and learn and grow before we do it again the next week. And then we do it again the next week. And that's why I said I've been terrified and I've been excited, because I've been terrified about what's going on in the world. And I've been excited because this is exactly what people need. Pretty soon, as things get more severe, either with the economy or whatever, people are going to need to plan better. They're going to need to trim the fat. They're going to need to get more productivity out of the hours that they have available per day. And this is a program that I've been piecing together my whole life that's helped me accomplish all these things. And that's really it. I mean, the core of the program is getting things done. You know, and that's really it. So I already talked about a problem being like buried alive. That's right. Problems like being buried alive. And if that's it, there's nothing more important than digging. And so if you feel that you want help planning and preparing for what 2020 might bring, whether it's a health problem, an economic problem, a supply chain problem, I encourage you to please check out my program. It comes with a satisfaction guarantee. You can go to bestbusinesscoach.ca/21days, 21DAYS. There you'll be asked for your name and email. You'll sign up. There'll be a video playing that's similar to this, but it was made before the world was as worried about this. It was just me alone in Vietnam, and I didn't want to bring this up and spread fear. And now it's everywhere. And so now I almost feel like I should have called this, you know, the 2020 pandemic preparation program, because it's exactly what you're going to get out of it. So you need to know what to focus on, and you need to be held accountable to get that planning done, to get that 15 minutes done every day. You need to be held accountable to develop the habits and routines. You need to be able to pivot quickly. Week by week, things are going to change. We know this. It's again. So that's really it. So to do what I can to help you and help everyone, if you're interested, not only will you get the productivity program, you also gain access to my courses. Like I said, the curriculum for the 21 days. So you basically have access to the other things. If you want to think about your business and learn more about sales or marketing or team building, you get access to a whole buffet of courses and modules and lessons, whether it's about how to build a team or how to hire more effectively, how to scale paid advertising, how to write effective sales copy. This program is not available to the public. It's only open to certain groups that I presented it to right now. We're closing registration on Saturday, February 29th. I think it's the 29th at midnight. And that's really it. So if you don't know who I am and why am I doing this, you know, my mission has been to help create 200 new multimillionaire business owners. How? They do better and they know better. So this is why, like I said, I've already noticed that knowledge isn't enough. I give it away for free. My podcast, I've got hundreds of thousands of downloads. I've personally held hands and coached people. And some are wildly successful, and some still get stuck and still have problems, and some still fail to achieve their financial dreams and life goals. And that's why I started creating this program, is because it's really where the rubber meets the road. And I feel like if I can get someone to truly master this 21-day curriculum and embrace it, I can help them become one of my 200 multimillionaire business owners. And will that be you? Because this is the next phase. I started off with, I helped do it for a couple of clients hands-on, and then I started doing a podcast where I gave away the knowledge for free. And now I've got this program. And so my goal hasn't changed, but my strategies to help people get there have, where I was doing it myself, and then I started telling everyone how to do it, and now I'm trying to hold you accountable in the program. And this is more than just sitting down by yourself for 15 minutes a day thinking, what do I need to accomplish? This is something that is definitely much more structured. There's been a lot of trial and error trying to figure this out. And you have to take a lot into consideration, not only what you have to do, but also what you are delegating, how much time it's supposed to take to get those things done, right? And the magic really is in how everything is sewn together. You can get a productivity planner, but as soon as you close that book and walk away, so does your productivity. It's done. I write this. I want to be this person. Hey, squirrel, what's that shiny object, right? That's the problem this program solves. It solves how many planners, how many journals have you filled in, and those goals never come to fruition, right? Are you measuring and tracking and monitoring your progress on those goals? I mean, this is what I feel will make the difference. This is it right here, what I'm offering you right now. You know, I will count the people who go through this program. Maybe they do it once or twice or three times, because like we said, it could take 21 to 180 days for a new habit to stick. But once you get it done, then it's automatic. And once it's an automatic habit, then you have the discipline. Like, it just kicks in. I mean, just think about how easy it is for you probably to brush your teeth, right? If you're really good and you have your routine set in place, it's almost harder for you to not brush your teeth, because it just becomes an automatic reflex at this point. And so some things become effortless when they're habit, and you actually feel pain when you don't do them. So, you know, you get yourself, your friends, and your staff on this challenge. You have a better chance of being one of my 200 new multimillionaires, in my opinion, if you are held accountable to go through this process on your own. And all we ever have to work with is our 24 hours a day. That's all we get. We don't get any more. We don't get any less, right? And I mean, let me tell you another story. Okay, I already read you my favorite poem, but I also love this story about two explorers who are headed to the South Pole. And this is an important story because one team came back alive. They arrived ahead of schedule and alive, and the other one did not make it back at all. So we have Robert Scott and Roland Amundsen. So Scott and Amundsen, okay? These two guys were racing to the South Pole, and Amundsen was doing an analysis of his plan to get there. And he realized that his plan had flaws in it. So what he did, and I think this is an important teachable moment, what he did was he reduced the number of men he was taking, he reduced the brain power, and then he doubled the number of dogs he was taking, because the dogs represented a source of work and food. These were the ones that kept pushing forward, right? And then they could eat them. If they cooked the dogs, they could feed the dogs to the other dogs. So they doubled down on getting the work done, right? They cut down on the brainstorming. They didn't need a bunch of new ideas. They just needed focus, accountability for who's going to get it done, right? Like, this stuff, exactly the things I teach in my program. And they committed, this was important, they committed to 15 miles per day. You can look this up, okay? So Amundsen committed to 15 miles per day of progress, no matter what. Rain or snow, it didn't matter. If it was at all physically possible, they would move 15 miles every day. No more, no less. And if they did, once they did their 15 miles, they would take a minimum of a 6-hour break before they began moving again. Okay. Meanwhile, the other team, managed by Scott, went and they just pushed as hard as they could in good weather, and they rested in the bad. That was it. They were just trying to be productive. There was no measurement. There was no structure. There was no milestones. There wasn't. They were just like, right? They just stopped when the weather was bad, and then they just pushed hard when the weather was good. And then the end result, they died. They all died. They all died. They did not make it back. I think he had a team. I think maybe one or two made it back. But over 80% of the team died. Look it up. You can look this up. Scott versus Amundsen. This is real. Amundsen focused on pushing and being able to make meaningful, measured progress in short, quick spurts. Like I said, it's like you're being buried alive. And again, when you're buried alive, the only thing you can do is dig your way out. Any time you spend doing anything other than digging your way to freedom is wasted energy, unless you're stopping to check If you can improve your tool or check your direction, there's nothing else you should be doing other than just digging yourself out of this problem. And right now, we have a health problem, we have an economic problem, and we have a supply chain problem that we're faced with, right? And when we have problems in our lives, sometimes it can be hard to get things done because we never know how long it'll take. And if there's no one measuring it, it can feel like we're not making any progress. Or you can mistake being busy with being productive. And that's a really dangerous trap for people to fall in, right? But if I get you to track with me in our members area, at least 15 minutes a day, I know we can count how many of these we are stacking on top of each other, how many bricks you have laid towards your goal and the life that you dream for yourself. You know, are you in danger of just letting time and deadlines slip away without that results that you want? Following my way, you can count and visualize it. You can stack it. You can measure. You can lay down a visual chart, see your time, energy, and effort. You're actually committing to the things that will move the needle for you and your business and in your life. And then you'll be able to tell if you're making meaningful progress in reasonable time. And if you're not, you now will have a way to do something better. We will help you troubleshoot it. And you'll be able to identify it immediately instead of having to realize months down the road, oh, it's not making any progress. So that's really it. You know, if you can commit to 15 minutes a day, you can stack days of effort, time, and energy building the bridge to your goals. You'll accomplish them so much faster than you would just trying to figure out your own. And it can help prevent some of this, it can help you prevent some of the misfortune that's going to happen to other people this year. And I wish we could get this message to everyone. And that's why I decided to do a Facebook Live after so long. I'm actively doing this promotion for this program, right? And that's because I'm trying to find a better way to help people achieve their goals. So really, that's it. This is what I came to talk about, how to prepare for yourself. We talked about how to prepare personally, talked about a little bit of how to prepare kind of mentally, talked about some of the implications that this year will have on businesses, namely that there's an incredibly strong emphasis now, right, beyond anything that you've had experience within the last 12 months for sure, on the need to have plans in place, to identify bottlenecks, to have better accountability systems and measuring systems, so that way you can have improved documentation, you can have a better idea how much time it should take to accomplish goals. You can know, you just need to be able to be leaner and more agile. And that's really it. And if you don't have that plan in place, if you don't have an exercise or a drill to test your plan and revise it periodically, these are things that are going to be recommended more and more and more as the health issue, public health issue, the economic issue, the supply chain issue, as these become more and more prevalent and real. And so that's really it. My program's starting next week on Monday, March 2nd. It's going to start whether you join it or not. But your chance to get in will be gone. Registration closes Saturday at midnight. If you want to find out more information, you can go. If you're not on my email list, you can go to bestbusinesscoach.ca/21days21days. Sign up and go check out a video, find out more info. It's $250 to participate as one person. I could easily charge $1,000 or $2,000 for this. I really could. It's $250. And if you're doing it with the team, if you want your team to do it, if you've got a business and you want to bring everyone on board, you want to have everyone work and teach and learn lessons on how to be more productive, how to manage your time better. Has everybody had to work from home before? Have you had to juggle having a child in the house as you work and have, right? Like all these different challenges. Have you ever managed a remote team before? Have you had a location-dependent business where you were able to be there and supervise people? And now everyone's going to be working from home. If you've never had that kind of thing, it's a no-brainer. It's why, like I said, I've been terrified and I've been super excited, because I'm going to help a lot of people and I'm going to save lives and I'm going to save livelihoods. I'm going to save businesses and I'm going to reach my goal of helping create 200 new multimillionaires. And I'm going to do it through this program, because now I'm going to be able to help measure and monitor people's daily routines, daily habits, so we can start making small changes that will compound over time as they keep moving forward. So that's really it. I appreciate you. Sorry if this was more like a lecture than a conversation. And that's it. If you have any questions, go to bestbusinesscoach.ca/21days. If you want to find out what I've got going on and how you can get involved. Otherwise, you feel free to comment. I'm here. Appreciate you. And that's it. Talk soon.